What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon? What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you're
yes,
used
it
to.
Does.
It's got the LED light like you're used to.
It's
but this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, you know, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly, especially...
Our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package, it's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon?
Just put this on do not disturb mode, just in case my mother decides this is a great time to call me.
Yeah, that's how it always goes.
Yeah, she always does that in the middle of interviews. It's like, Mom is calling. I'm like, Mom, stop.
Yeah, mine do too.
Yeah, it's a trait. It's their thing, for sure.
The timing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bacon! Bacon is my podcast!
I'm excited. I was excited when you had first reached out to do this episode because you came on a while ago, just when Sleeping with Ghosts came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you came on again this past year to do the Bimpy Awards, and you were one of the performers, which was awesome.
Awesome, like, by the way. Yes.
And honestly, like, and we said this in the show too, like the fact that people like yourself will actually go and go, oh yeah, I'll go and I'll take time out of my day,
yeah,
to record something. And it's not that easy to just up and do,
right?
But the fact that you did that was so cool to us. I can't thank you enough. Yeah. That was really, really
we appreciate
cool.
it a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank
that.
You. I yeah, appreciate just being on it. So thank you.
Yeah, you kicked it off. You were. We didn't even do like a crazy intro or anything.
No, we just
we
right
we
in.
Introed you, went right into the performance, and then we had our our absurd intro,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And for those of you who are wondering who we're talking about Leah Martin Brown. She has a new single out.
Yes,
it's called Boys. It is awesome.
It's
her solo.
It's very
thing.
Cool. I dig it.
You may remember her from Evil Walks, who was on our show a little while ago.
A couple
she
years.
She was coming to us from Australia.
Yeah.
And now, she's now residing in L.A. Full
yes.
time?
Yeah, actually, last time we interviewed, I was in Stockholm.
That's right.
Oh, where are you?
That's
oh,
right.
oh, that's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought you were in Australia. No, you're right.
No, yeah, she was.
The Bimpy Awards. I was in Australia. I like to keep people guessing, obviously.
Yeah, we're all over the place. That's excellent.
Well, you know, so you've got a lot going on. You have the new single and stuff. You were in Sweden, which for us, anybody who knows anything about songwriting and stuff, the hits are written in Sweden.
Yeah, they really are.
Like
they
like,
really are.
Go do your research.
Like
go. go watch some documentaries and stuff. Sweden's where the hits are made.
Mm-hmm.
And you have become a signed songwriter. So tell us a little bit about what that's all about, because
What is that?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What does that mean? What is that? You know, because people are going to be like, what is that? What's a signed songwriter? Because people don't know.
I am a songwriter and obviously an artist. And so I've been signed as a solo artist. So both songwriting and also performance. So I have a 10-song deal at the moment with option to renew, hopefully, at the end. That happened. My main label for the globe, excluding Scandinavia, is MGM. And then for Scandinavia and the Nordics, I'm signed to Virgin Records /MMS. Which is very exciting.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Congratulations. Yes. That's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Now, I know that like a 10-song deal, I know that at least in the past, I'm familiar with, like, back in the day, that was pretty common of getting like a song-by-song deal. Maybe not a 10-song wasn't as common, but like you'd get kind of re-upped per couple of singles. And that was kind of the norm for a while. And then they got into like this album cycle thing where artists were getting signed for like a 3-album deal or a tour cycle or something like that. Then we went into like 360 deals. And then we went into,
Artist development deals.
How long, like, is it recent that have they always been doing like song by song, like a 10-song deal? How common is that now?
I am not really sure because I am on the music side of things. I am very excited about the deal that I was offered. I think that it is one of the better ones, and it does give me a lot of freedom, creative freedom to work as I need to work. The songs that are going to predominantly take up the first round are the songs that I've worked on with Mutt Lange and Tony Nielsen. This record, last time we talked, I already knew that this was happening, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it.
Right.
So
right.
In May 2021, my manager gave me a call at like 10 p.m. at night and was like, you're going to be kind of annoyed with me, but really excited. I have this project for you. And I was like, why am I going to be annoyed with you? And he's like, well, because you're a songwriter and the songs are already written. And I was like, oh. So I heard the songs for the first time and I just went, wow, this is amazing. And then later he was like, it's Mutt Lange, by the way. And I was like, I have to do this.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Let's
not gloss over that you said Mutt Lange.
Right.
For a second.
No, let's not.
My brain is still kind of like taming the excitement of that. Like just my excitement for you. I'm just like, oh, like,
thank you. Yeah, I was a bit the same. Because at first I was just like, the EU thing was going. Right. And I was like, this, because it was written by Mutt Lange, Tony Nielsen. And then there was a third songwriter named Rochelle Royale who had worked on this album. And so I was like, well, am I not good enough? I don't sing other people. You know, I went through this whole thing. And then I sat back and I was like, do I have a platinum record? No, I don't. You know what? Let's just do it. So I started working on it and everyone was happy. And so now I get to write the second album. So I'm flying out to Stockholm at the beginning of next month to work with Mutt and Tony, and we're already working on the second album. So I'm very excited to be included in that process now, because obviously I feel like this was a test to see if I could actually cross genre like that, because you guys have heard Evil Walks. We're very heavy. I write all of the lyrics and the melodies. I co-write the music or I top line it. So this was definitely a new project for me, and it's the hardest thing I've ever done. And now I'm so excited for everyone to hear this record and the new single Boys, but I'm also really excited to now get into the second part, which is putting my own spin on the songs that Mutt and Tony we're going to work on together, which is crazy to me.
That's so cool.
That is incredible. Like this, what a great opportunity. How cool is that for a songwriter in general? Like, hey, we're going to bring you in as a singer first, right? Like we want to bring you in because you're an incredible singer and we want you to work on this stuff. And, we're going to write with you now on these ones too. So it's both fronts. It just means you're excelling on both levels, which is so cool. Very, very, very cool. So that's,
thank you.
What was that like for you? Like when you sit down to write, like if now you're sitting down to write and you're thinking about how you're going to approach this, is there anything different about the approach from having this last experience? Or are you kind of like, okay, when I get in there, I'm going to kind of just see how it goes? Or do you already have like a bunch of ideas and things going on to bring in? Like, how are you approaching that whole process?
Honestly, I'm doing a little bit of everything. So working on, I've been in the studio doing music since the first time I stepped into the studio, I was 13 years old. So I've been in studios recording as a vocalist and a songwriter since I was 13. So I have my own groove of doing things. When I went into work with Tony and Mutt, it was such a different level. And I've worked with some incredible people. I've worked with Brian Howes. I worked with Blue Saraceno on some stuff that he was doing. I've worked with some, you know, people who are really in the industry, and this was just another level because it was something I'm not used to because it's more pop than rock.
Right.
So coming from that experience and knowing now, kind of understanding what they want, I've been listening to a lot more pop and a lot more rock, like pop rock, than I would usually listen to. I have some songs that I've kind of finished. They're sitting in my voice notes that I'm going to bring with me to be like, do you guys like these? Could we use any elements of these?
Right.
I have lyric ideas written in my notes app. And then I've also just got a huge open mind because when it comes to Evil Walks, I don't prepare anything. I just walk into the studio and be like, I feel like this today. This happened. I'm mad about this. Let's write about it. So I want to keep that spontaneity there because it has worked in the past. But because I'm just, you know, Mutt Lange has been an idol of mine since I was 12 years old. So I really want to have at least something in there that I've kind of prepared just in case.
With this first batch of songs, how much freedom did you have to put your own stamp on it?
When it came to vocal technique, the way I interpreted the songs and even the arrangements, they did give me a lot of freedom. I couldn't change any lyrics. A few lyrics I was allowed to change just because there was differences between timelines or things like that.
Sure.
When it came to the execution of the lyrics, it needed the performance, it needed to be quite where they had it because they'd perfectly arranged it the way they wanted it. But the songs themselves, if you hear the originals and how they were originally recorded and what they are now, especially Boys, it's very different. It's very much my own thing and how I would interpret it, which I think is really special because even though I wasn't able to add to the songwriting, when it came to the performance and the interpretation, it's definitely my own thing. Even Tony and Mutt, the songs that they really liked with the other vocalist, they have different songs that I've performed. They're like, wow, we actually like this one compared to the, like, just because I've interpreted it in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, especially Boys. We've really like rocked it up. A lot of them, we've added a lot more rock. We have Tommy Denander on the guitars, who've just like thrown like the kitchen sink at them. It's very much a rock pop record, whereas before it was much, much more like deeply rooted in the pop. And I really appreciate that they gave me that creative freedom because I was a bit worried when I first walked in. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I was even going to say, like, you talked about how poppy it is and stuff, which, I mean, compared to Evil Walks, is very, like, riff.
Yeah.
Low-tuned, riff-oriented type music as opposed to this, but it's still got edge. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we've lost you.
You know why?
Something happened.
Oh, no.
I didn't plug it in. Whoops-a-daisy. We recorded a show just before this, too.
That's okay. I'm here.
We'll be right back. We're coming right back.
Here we are.
Hey.
That was my interpretive dance.
That was nice. You know what? And I understood everything that you said.
Yes.
Thank you. I've been working on
it. But you sang, too, so disqualified.
Disqualified.
Well, I was accompanying. It was just music, so.
More.
Yeah. We'll meet you. No worries.
Hashtag professional.
Hashtag professional.
Hashtag.
The two. But yeah, it still has a lot of rock flavor to it. So did you kind of do that across the board? with these songs. Yeah, it sounds like you did.
Yeah, one thing that I was very hopeful. I can't say that I was like, I must do this because, again, I'm working with Mutt Lange and Tony Nielsen. I'm just grateful to be right here. Yeah, happy to be here, whatever you guys want. But I did express that it was really important that while I understood that it's going to be different from Evil Walks, it really did need to have somewhat of me in these songs. And I am a rock and roll girl. I am I'm a heavy rock girl. I always have been. And I just vibe with that type of music. So even though it's super poppy and super catchy, we've managed to come to this beautiful point in these songs where it is still pop, but it does have those really interesting rock vibey elements to it. And I'm really proud of what we've been able to put together and transform to make it me, if that makes sense. Yeah, because I did interpret things differently than the other person, as everyone is going to when, you know, even when you hear people cover songs, everyone has their own version. So I've just really tried to put as much of me into it while still taking as much on board as I can and learning from the experience, because I'm working with just icons in the industry, and I'm working on a lot of these vocals. I'm very raspy and I'm very power, and there's so many things in this record that I wouldn't have thought to do. So even going through those vocal coaching, I walked out of those sessions and I was like, I can't sing, I'm a failure, I should quit. Who told me that I could sing? Because I clearly fucking can't. I am terrible. And then my manager would be like, you're fine, it's okay. I'm like, I can't do this.
Hi, I'm Dawn Brody, a comedian with a history degree and the host of the podcast HILF, History I'd Like to Fuck. Each episode, I am joined by a new guest who has brought me a subject from history that they want to know more about. Then I hit the books, I dig deep in the annals, and stimulate. We've covered Frankenstein, Houdini, Joan of Arc, Pompeii, the Salem witch trials, right? Ugh. Join us and find out for yourself that history is a party and everybody's coming.
Hey, it's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well,
sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes, how do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes.
Maybe grab some shirts?
Find
some sweet deals on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com, or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors, you're right there. Yeah. Tells you everything.
Find everything about us. Leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
That honestly, that was going to be my next question was like, knowing who you were working with and walking into that situation, I can only imagine, like for me, I'd be dealing with all kinds of like imposter syndrome. I'd be trying to make myself like, okay, don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to say something. Don't just say yes to everything. Cause my brain would be going just like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever you'd like, sir. Anything I can do, sir. You know what I mean? And you can't do that. You have to put you into it. Otherwise it's going to suck. Right. And it just will. It doesn't matter who's producing it or who's doing it. If you're not putting you into it, it's not going to come across as authentic. And, you know, as an artist, it's like, you have to do that. Yeah. So did you, like, I imagine you had to be dealing with some of that. How did you kind of get over it? How long did it take you to get over it? Was it like the first time you spoke up about something, was that terrifying? Like, or were they just super awesome?
Look, working with them was super amazing. I never felt at any stage that I didn't have a voice in this, but there were definitely times where, like, I'm not an egotistical person by any sense of the word, but I definitely have a confidence because I've been doing this for so long. And I, you know, I walk into vocal sessions and I'm doing my own stuff in a style I've been doing for a long time. So I'm just like, yeah, I nailed that. And mostly I don't get pushed that hard. It's like, oh, some, you know, occasionally they'll be like, oh, you could put a bit more of this in it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whereas these sessions I walked in and sometimes it was every note. And I was just like, what do you mean? It's like, we need it like this. I'm like, that's what I fucking sang. And they're like, that's not what you sang. Like in my head, because I would never.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
And I was just trying, and there were some takes, and I was like, I fucking did that. I did that. I know I fucking did that. And then when I finally get it right, I hear it back. I was like, oh no, he's right. I absolutely didn't do that the first 78 times. Shit. Like, it was just so hard because it's the voice in my head. Because, like, outwardly, and then I'd go home and be like, I'm terrible. I'm just going to eat pizza. I can't do this. Why am I here? Why did they pick me? They need someone who's better than me.
Something that when I've like run into a situation like that where they're like, no, you should do it this way. I've had them correct it because in my head, for whatever reason, like I'm like you said, I did that.
Right. You're like, no, I'm hearing how you're saying it and I'm hearing you play it. And then I'm hearing what I did. And it sounds the same to me.
Right.
Right.
But I've had them correct it before. And then I'll like go, oh, okay.
Right.
All right, and then, like, immediately, if I hear it back like 2 or 3 or 4 times, then I nail it.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah, we had to get the keyboard in there a few times to like play what they were talking about. I was like, okay, I guess so. And there was even one song. It's not coming out anytime soon, but there was one song that I sang back when we did the original recordings in 2021. That after like a year, Tony and Mutt were like, we don't like this key that you've done it in. We don't like it. So I had to re-sing it. Even Boys got half of Boys got re-sung in 2022 again after the original recording in 2021. In 2023, no, we didn't do anything. No. So 2022, we came back and I had to do like 3 or 4 of the songs and like re-sing parts of them because they were just after the year of them sitting on it and working on them, they were just like, no, it's not quite right. But by then I'd had enough time to learn the songs and really sit with them to be able to give a better performance. Because when I originally did them, I had to learn 12 or 13 songs in like, I had to have them all recorded and done in like 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay. Mm.
That's a daunting task.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's like you're handed everything. You're like, here's your lyrics. Now I want you to tell me the story.
Well, it was really one good at a time. Weeks. It was like, oh. We're doing the studio tomorrow or like in 2 days time, we're going to do this song. Here's the recording. Here are your lyrics, you know, go away. And you're like, oh, so it was like, I didn't even get them all at once. It was kind of as we went, but because of my time living in LA, I have had a lot of gigs where it's even 8 to 12 hours before the show in some circumstances, like, can you learn this song and have a good day? See you on stage. You're like, oh, well, yeah, I can. I can do that, I guess.
Got it.
Okay, I don't need to perform tonight.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fine. We'll just hopefully no one knows the real lyrics.
What's your method for remembering lyrics? I know like I have students and they all like a lot of them have really hard times remembering lyrics and going through this. Cause I mean these are kids. So they're like, you know, a 12-year-old trying to remember all the lyrics to like 4 songs that they're singing. What are like some of the ways that you do you write them down on a note, but like have to hand write them out? Do you just repeat them over and over? Are you just put it in your ears and just go all day, or what's your kind of way?
It really depends how long I have to learn them. But usually I'll pop them in my ears and I will listen to them usually while I'm doing things. So I'm doing tasks while listening, then I'll sit down and I will handwrite out the lyrics while I'm listening to them. And then I will try and find an acoustic version or a karaoke version or some kind of instrumental version and try and sing them along. I'll sing them with the original voice first And then I will try and do it with my notes, and then slowly I'll try and take the notes away as I go. I do try and connect a story in my head. So it's like, okay, well, first this happens, and then they do this, and then they come here. And then I try and write out like the number of bars and things like that. And it really does depend how long you have. Like if you only have 12 hours, 24 hours, you have to just do it really, really quickly. I also find that singing them and learning the lyrics to the instrumental. So when I'm ready to like perform, I'll vacuum or I'll clean my room and I'll be belting it out as I do it. Because on stage, I'm not going to be standing there being like, da 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 da. I'm going to be moving. And so if you haven't rehearsed doing random shit, you're going to like headbang. You're like, oh, the lyrics. Oh, I
know. Right.
So that's kind of what I like to do. And then right before the gig or when I'm at the gig, I'll get my phone with my phone's app and I'll just sit down and I'll sing the song in my head and write everything out. And if I cannot write it all out without a prompt, I will then go backstage and sit through it and make myself listen to it like 6 or 7 more times and really like actively listen rather than passively listen.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All like really good. Yeah. I know for me, I have to write it out by hand. I have to if I'm going to do any of it, like, and I'll listen to it. Like, I'll listen to a verse, and then I'll try and write all the lyrics from the verse by memory, mm-hmm. and then I'll listen to the verse again and kind of look at it, and then I'll listen to the next one and try and write it all by memory. So I definitely do a lot of those same things. But
I actually had to do that once. It was very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
I had to fill in for you.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You did.
And I had 24 that's hours right, to learn two that. Songs. I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Second one failed miserably.
Hey,
but luckily there was enough of a crowd there that knew your stuff,
right,
and liked to make fun of me that they were able to not only sing along but also right. make fun of me in the process. It was pretty great.
That was probably one of our better shows.
Maybe. Might have been. I don't know. There's no man in the mirror, but
you know. Well, you know.
Yeah. So what is like back to who you're working with? How does it feel to be under that like that learning tree? And like in terms of the songwriting aspect of it, did you take a lot away from this first set of songs, or do you anticipate taking more out of this next batch as you work more hand in hand with them?
I think this whole experience has just been, it feels like I'm starting again and I'm brand new because the level is so different. And I've learned so much from the songs that I have been working on. The songwriters, like obviously Mutt and Tony, but also Rochelle, who wrote with them, they just have such a clever way of writing, especially with lyrics. And that's so different to the way that I write that it's kind of an aha moment, and listening to some of the things that were done with the voice, and it was really amazing. I was like, wow, this is so different to what I do. How can I, you know, get some of these and put it in my little toolbox? So that was really like an honor to be able to be allowed in to, you know, bring this project to life because it was shelved. So I'm really, really grateful for that opportunity. And I think on a different level, I will take so much from being able to work directly on these new songs because I can take everything that I've learned previously and kind of apply it to what I already have. But this time I'll be working, I'll be the third person in the room. I don't know if I would have been able to as successfully if I hadn't have done this first batch, because I wouldn't have known how they work. I wouldn't have known what was expected. And obviously I've been writing for my own projects for such a long time that I have my method and I have my groove. So this challenged me in such an amazing way. And I think it was really getting me ready for this. So I'm so grateful that I've been, was given this opportunity in the first place. And now I get to really work on it and for this second round of songs. And I get to do it while everyone gets to experience the first round, which is really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Pretty awesome too. Yeah.
And your mindset too is it's like it's very much the mindset I've been kind of taking myself too, you know.
We've
like,
had so many of these conversations lately,
just,
actually.
Yeah, it's him and I just because
it's funny like how timely this conversation is.
Yeah, like you said, you know, you're
you're on the heavy rock spectrum, and that's your you know your ways that you've been doing it and that kind of stuff. And for me personally, you know, I've been doing heavy genres for a long time, and you know, more recently even heavier than that. And then it comes to a point where you're just kind of like, man, I just want to do something different. Like, how do I shake things right. up? How do I figure other things out? And what I've been trying to do is work with other songwriters, just try and figure out, hey, how do you go? Like, what's your method? Like, for me, for so many years, it's like, I hear something in my head, and then I go, okay, I'm going to go into my studio, and I'm going to just build it. And then it's there, as opposed to, you know, other people's approaches. And I think it's super important to grow as a songwriter, to reach out to other people and try and figure things out and be like, how do you do it? And don't have an ego about it.
Right.
Either.
Right.
Because if you have an ego about it, it's,
well,
forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You exactly. know, like, you gotta be strong enough to advocate for things that you believe in, but definitely don't be like, no, this is the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super cool. That's got to be a freaking awesome experience.
Like, how much of this experience do you feel is going to leak into your heavy rock writing? Because I know, like, for me, I feel like a hook's a hook, right?
Yeah.
When you get a hook and it's undeniable, it doesn't matter what style you put that hook in, that hook is a hook, and that's what it is. If you have a good story and you have good lyrics and you have a good melody, you can put it in, you can wrap it in whatever kind of gift wrapping you want to put it in on how you're going to present it to people. But that good story, that good melody, those good hooks, those are going to go through everything. Right. And then it's just a matter of like, well, what's the wrapping paper that I like to use? I like to use heavy rock, or I like to use rock pop, or I like to use punk. I like to use pop, you know, like whatever it is at that point. So, like, it seems like you got to just get a whole new set of tools from people that you can apply to whatever you want to apply them to. Was there anything where you were like, in this process, where you were like, oh, okay, maybe this is pop, but like, this is a metal hook. this melody totally works wherever. Like, did you find those similarities? Do you see like, this is going right in my toolbox? Or did it take some time to kind of like go like, well, how do I navigate?
Obviously, when I first started, because the compositions were much more pop than they are now, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, this is very different. But as, you know, as I got into the sessions more, I think even just the first session, I was like, yeah, that's really, I love how they've done this. This is amazing. Hey, when I'm songwriting, maybe I could try this. There's even Boys, like the chorus is
yeah.
such a different way of doing a chorus. I was like, ah, oh, I hadn't thought of this before.
Right.
Even the way that there's some, you know, there's certain key changes in places that I'm like, I would never have thought of that. That's cool. And even the background vocals, not so much on Boys, there's a few, but in some of the other tracks, there's all the like wailing in the background and things, which I don't do in the heavy rock stuff because it just hasn't occurred to me. Or right. like no one's been like, you should do, because you know, it's not the genre. And I'm like, this right. is sick. Why haven't we done this? Oh my God. It's just really expanded my understanding and my capabilities. I'm definitely, when I walked into this project, I think my skill set was about here, and now I feel like it's expanded. Well, it's expanded at least a little bit. Like it's definitely
that's
like
awesome.
Challenging.
Yeah. That's such awesome. Like I can't wait. I imagine I can't wait to hear the next solo stuff that you're getting to write now, which is going to be awesome. But I can't wait to hear like in a couple of years what heavy stuff you come out with and what rock pop stuff you come out with, because there's going to be production things that you grab from one and put another that aren't normally there. And it's going to make it sound even more unique. And it's going to make it, you know, that blending of, not even blending of genres, but blending of some ideas in genres where it's like, oh, this is a heavy ass song and what a cool key change. And oh my God, listen to those voices in the background, like all that kind of stuff that you can then apply, because now it's in your brain. Now you've seen it. You've seen how it works. You've been a part of it. You've written with that in mind. So I'm like, I'm super excited to see and to hear what happens the next few. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very excited to see where that goes, because that excites me. Anytime like new ideas start to get put into a different style, or just a new way of thinking from someone who has done something successfully for such a long time, and to be able to go like, oh, now I have these ideas, and now I have this, and now I have this, now I can use this, now I can do that. I'm very excited to hear what comes next. You know, like that's very cool to me. That's exciting to me.
I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why? Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious. And you can have your own if you go to grillyourassoff.com.
Indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use the promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran owned and it's super badass, and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site, check it out, taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up, figure something out right now over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's what's up.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
Bacon's?
Perhaps
keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast, where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode, where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's
your bacon? I was gonna kind of like rolls into something that I kind of took off the table once we found out what her solo stuff was and stuff, and there was
right
written and stuff already. But what I like to often ask people when they're a part of two different projects, especially if they're the front person, right? How do you separate the two when you're bringing ideas from one to another and stuff like that? It looks like you might end up coming to a crossroads with that when it comes to, okay, well, where do I bring it over here and where do I bring it over there? Do you anticipate that being a thing in your future where you're like, okay, well, maybe I should hold this back for my solo. Maybe I should throw this toward Evil Walks. Do you think there's going to be this tough line to say where something belongs?
I did think about that, because obviously when you're writing a lot of music at once, it can kind of blend in. Because when I'm in Stockholm this time, I'm obviously going to be working on my solo stuff with Tony and Mutt, but I will have a day or two off and I'm going to go see my producer for Evil Walks. But I do think the very defining difference, at least for the moment with this project, is that the songs the songs are a lot more fun than Evil Walks. They have a bit more of a lighter spirit to them. There are ones that are obviously, we have a few ballads that are very heartfelt, but at their core, from my interpretation of them, they're a lot more accessible than some of the stuff that I write for Evil Walks. Especially since getting sober, I talk a lot about addiction, mental health issues, just a lot of angry stuff. If I get mad at whatever politics is going on, not saying aside because I'm Australian, no one cares. But, you know, anything
that's okay. That you can say you get mad because, man, everybody does.
Yeah.
It's, you know, any kind of social injustice that's like really makes, I just get angry and I'm like, let's tune to Drop A. Actually, the new song is in, the new song I'm working on is in A standard like tuning. So that's fun. Yeah, it's heavy. So I think that there'll be, for now, it's easier to keep it like that. I think as we progress more, maybe there'll be some crossover, but I always want to keep, I think the solo stuff, I want to keep it that very like fun, rocky, poppy vibe rather than like descending into madness, which is what I seem to be doing with Evil Walks. Every time I write a new song, I'm like, heavier, darker, heavier. So I like split my personality there a little bit. It's like the personality I have at home and the personality I have when I'm like out in public. That'll be the separation.
Okay.
You've got your sexy Beetlejuice and you've got your murderous bride.
Yeah, that's exactly. We've got solo project is sexy Beetlejuice. Evil Walks is murderous homicidal bride.
See, there you go.
I like that.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
You're right. I love that. I love that.
I love that we came back to that.
So now you're in LA, and I saw recently you were with some buddies of the show, Lexi Lane, and you were hanging out with Tori and stuff like that. So, how is LA? Tell us a little about finally going back to LA full time.
It's honestly been so lovely because I've been here for 10 years, but at the end of 2020, I obviously went to live in Sweden and then I went to Australia. And so just being back in LA, it's just the energy in this city. It's like, yeah, this is where you need to be. I wake up one morning and there's nothing going on. And then by the end of the day, like the other day, I had a brand reach out to be like, you want to go to Sick New World? Here are some tickets. So I was like, oh, sick.
Nice.
That would never have happened in Australia. That just wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
There's so many cool people. There's so many cool shows. Obviously, I got to have dinner with Tori and Lexi, who are two people that I really think are incredible women in this industry, in this space, and just generally people in general.
Yeah, good people. So cool. 100%.
They're great people. Very talented. And then, yeah, just the weather sucks today, though, so I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is not Los Angeles weather. I'm suspicious. But other than that, it's just been awesome to be home and be back and just be with my people again.
And you're playing a lot, too. You just did another show with Evil Walks.
Mm-hmm.
How is it getting back together with those guys and playing another show?
Yeah, I saw the first rehearsal post. And what was that like? What was that?
It was so nice. So I'm not really technically meant to be playing shows right now, but my manager didn't tell me that until I'd already booked three. And then I was like, aha. So I was like, you should have told me 3 months in advance.
Yeah.
That's really, I should have known. I honestly, that's on me. I should have known, but I was like trying to sneak one by. So it was honestly so amazing to hang out with the guys again. My drummer, Jimmy Lee and Elliot Larengo, the bass player, like we've played together since like 2016-ish. My other two guitarists I usually use were out on tour. So we had two new ones, Patrick Windsor, and we had Kick Stevens, his name he goes by, Bailey Raymond. And it was such a great show. Like we had a great time. We got to play Soundcheck Live, which is at Lucky Strike. It was just, the energy was so great. It was just so nice, but I had, oh my God, the bangover that I had. It was like 3 days. I was like, I got to get out more.
When
I was
you're
like,
out of practice, yeah.
I was like, I had to like turn my head. I was like, hello. I like could not move my neck for like 3 days. I'm like, oh God.
Out of practice. Yeah,
when you're not playing regularly, the bangovers are way harder to get over. I probably play about like 3 to 4 times a year. This year I'm probably playing less, but like, man, the next, like, you feel so good that night, and then you go to sleep, and then you're like, maybe I slept wrong. No, nope, it's a bangover.
My bangovers are directly proportionate to how long my hair is at the time.
Right.
So like, when it was long, it was constant, and now it shows. I feel kind of dumb. If I'm playing and I'm headbanging, I'm like, this is dumb. I feel dumb. I should just jump instead. I should find a new thing.
Yeah.
Because it just feels weird. If you don't have any hair, it doesn't. Something weird about it. Yeah, so yeah, I've had less since I cut my hair, but like,
right.
I feel like after that last one, I'm like, I gotta do something, because there's a lot to flip around here, and I'm like, and the photos look so cool, like my hair is like out here, and I'm like, this is sick. And then for the next 3 days, I'm like, oh god, I've done something. I've slipped a disc. Oh my god.
Right.
Yeah, that's
start with the shoulder moves instead. Just shoulders.
I'm doing that anyway because, like, my back.
Whole body moves. You're like, yes.
Oh, yeah, the whole lot.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, this is, I'm so happy we got to reconnect because, dude, it's always awesome talking to you because you're one of our favorite guests. You know, you're always so awesome and genuine and all that kind of stuff. Before we head out, I wanted to ask a little bit about if you're still doing any of that, the mental health advocacy work, because you had mentioned that in the last one. Mm-hmm. Are you still doing anything? Are you working with any organizations that you want to shout out?
So the last thing I did was working with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Mm-hmm. And we did some fundraising and we obviously like attended the walk in Santa Monica. Lately, because I've been traveling so much, I haven't been able to be actively on the ground, but I always want to shout out an Australian organization called Livin', and they are a mental health advocacy group, and their slogan is "It ain't weak to speak." I think they actually have gone worldwide now, but I will always 100% be an advocate for mental health, any organizations that support that as well, because it is so important. We've all been through a lot collectively with the pandemic, so, and the economy and things, but also just generally as humans, like, we need to connect and be empathetic. And I think there's not as much of that in the world lately. So I'm always supportive of any organization that tries to like bridge the gap and help those that are most in need of help.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Us too, we're huge advocates for any organization that's working with mental health, just because it really is, everything starts there.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a huge thing that we're supporters of as well. So it's good to know, and we'll put links.
Yeah.
We'll put links
for sure.
Also, awesome. In the description and all that kind of good stuff.
So Leah, before we head out here, let everybody know where they can find the new single.
Yes.
What's coming out.
The video. Evil Walks,
the video. All the things.
Yeah. So my current new single, Boys, is out across all streaming platforms under my name, Leah Martin Brown. We also have a video. Haven't made a video in a long time. So it's on YouTube. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all those fun things under Leah Martin Brown. And the brand new single, which I found out about today, which I'm going to launch officially on socials next week, the pre-save, it's called Hysterical Love. So you heard it here first. And it is going to be out, I believe, on May 17th. It's a Friday, 17th or the 24th, but I'm pretty sure it's the 17th. And we will start dropping links for that next week. That's all going to be finalized and out and about. And that is the next single with my solo project. It is written and produced by Mutt Lange and Tony Nielsen, and it's going to be amazing.
May 17th is a Friday, so that's mm-hmm. that's likely it. That's awesome. And we'll definitely shout that out when that's out as well.
Heck yeah.
We always do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This one's going to be a bit more straight up rock than Boys. It's a little more on the rock side, so that's exciting.
Fun. All right.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Leah, thank you so much for hanging out.
Yeah. It's been awesome.
Yeah. I mean, again, door's always open for you.
Yep.
Thank you. I just appreciate you having me.
You guys are great. I love you. You're so great. Yeah.
Thanks. I just have the best chats. I forget that we're in a podcast. I'm like, should I have said that?
That's how we get all the scoops.
If there's anything that we need to cut out, you let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Awesome. Everybody at home, check out the new single.
Yes.
Get pre-save the new single, because by the time this is out, I think
there'll be a pre-save. We'll be able to see it. So very cool. And also, everybody that's watching, remember to ask yourselves every day, what is the thing? What is your music? What is your what is your long walks on the beach? What is your pizza? What is your good book and a rainy day? What is your thing that makes your life better, makes everything a little bit nicer for you? What is that thing for you that is a topping side or main course in your life?
Leah, what is that question they need to ask themselves?
What is your bacon?
Woo! All right, you want to do the intro?
Let's do it.
Outro.
Outro.
I always say that.
That's all right.
Leah.
I understand what you mean when you say things. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes it makes sense.
What a great conversation.
She's great.
I'm so happy for her. Like, I'm so genuinely, like, just excited for her and happy for her. You could just, it's just coming off of her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and
holy
she's,
shit. That's you so
know,
great. It,
and it's cool to hear that, you know, you get those thoughts in your head. And you're like, I'm a songwriter.
Right.
Like, I write the songs. But sometimes it's really important to check your ego.
Often.
And then go.
Often.
And then go. All right, well, this could be a great opportunity. This could be a really important opportunity for me, and maybe it could lead to other things. And case in point, she's already working on new stuff, and she's going to get to work with them.
Absolutely.
And listen, I don't care who you are. If you think that your way is the only way,
you are incorrect.
You are incorrect.
You are wrong.
If you don't think that you can pull things from other people and other experiences and stuff like that, you are once again wrong, because you absolutely can. And, dude, so cool.
And the best art comes when you have your way and you learn some things from another way and you start to make a Voltron out of all those ideas, because no one's going to make the same one as you.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that's what makes art amazing and what makes it continuously get better.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like I said, I'm just happy for it. That's super awesome.
Go check out new single. Go pre-save the new single.
Yeah.
That new, as the kids would say.
New.
And I mean, for us, if you ever want to help us out a little bit, I mean, you made it this far, right? Yeah. You're at the finish line. You know how you can help us?
Just one more thing.
Really quickly, whatever platform you're listening or watching or whatever, give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a comment, give us a review. We'd prefer if it's 5 stars. If it isn't, explain why not.
Yeah.
That's all.
Tell us why.
Tell us why. Tell us how we can make this better.
Just help us get that through that algorithm. There's someone made a code.
Yeah,
that stops you from being able to get your stuff to other human beings.
Right.
Unless you have to make art now with, like, I'm making this for a code.
Right.
And that sucks. So we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do that. So if you like what we're doing, help us out by helping us get through the code.
And you know what that does? You know what it costs them? Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. If you do have a couple bucks and you do want to help us out monetarily, head over to baconismypodcast.com, where you can get some lovely merch, such as the shirt here on Jimsy's chest.
Indeed.
There are other styles. There are other movie styles as well. That is also where it's like a little portal to all of the things that we do, as well as our sponsors, who will give you the best deals on all of their products, mm-hmm. whether it be soda from Drink Wild Bill's, whether it be barbecue stuff from Grill Your Ass Off.
Or if you just want to shave your balls.
Manscaped. 20% off. We got all the codes down there. It's also, you can also go to our Patreon where you can get live episodes, early access to episodes, additional episodes, tastings, all that kind of stuff. I know we've got a tasting on tap. We haven't figured out when it's going to drop, but we have an old tasting that's going to drop to the public in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you're going to get a little bit of a taste as to what we do there. And, you know.
You're going to watch us get a little bit of a taste.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll have a little bit of fun there. We also have cooking shows. We have just watch along.
Yeah, we go live. We go live every single week to hang out with our patrons. So if you want to be a part of that, jump over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast.
Yes.
And join us over there. Any one of the tiers is going to get you the good stuff. So jump on. And you get like a week free, right?
Yeah. If you go for the top tier, you get a week free.
All right. So you get a week free.
Yeah. And you get to check everything out. Also, you can check out our music at Bacon is My Passion.
Mm-hmm. On all streaming services.
Exactly. We also have music of our own.
We do. What's yours?
I am at Something Heavy Music, Something Heavy on all the streaming platforms. Me personally, I'm at Me, My Own Self, Mike. That's where you can find my family stuff and probably some pictures of here in Iowa. Jimsy, what about you?
My band is Craving Strange. You can find us at cravingstrange.net or on all the socials under Craving Strange. And find me at Jimmy G Shoes on all the socials and ask me what's up.
Yeah. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Until next time, always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
World peace.
Indeed.